This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I have a wonderful person, which, full disclosure, I met this wonderful, ridiculously attractive person inside and out when my now wife and I became winners of the most incredible prize that I'd ever heard of for our community. It was the Equality Project, the wedding at Project 3488. Now, this was my MC. This guest happens to also have been the MC, the entertainment organiser, Agent Cleve. Since meeting you, I count my lucky stars that you were born. Let's start by quickly, what was it like to be part of, but being one of the sponsors for if I was just interviewing you casually, because it was, I did win it well before I had anything to do with Joy. So what was it like to be one of the sponsors for such an incredible equality? It was for our community.
Yeah, it really was. And it was a long process too. It was probably like 2 years in the making, I'd say. Mark had the idea, beautiful Mark Fennick, who owns the place, Project 3488. He had the idea to give away a wedding as a form of like almost protest during the... before the legislation was changed.
Oh, during during
the campaign for the yes vote. And one of his ideas was that, if it comes out as a no vote, then we'll just fly the couple to New Zealand and get them married there. It was more of like a statement to sort of, wake everyone up to see, you know, how ridiculous it was that we were waiting so long.
And we're still in a bit of a time frame where people are, like, I happen to know a friend was getting married and the venue was like, oh, I guess we can't say no to you now. And and Mark was saying that people still call and say, oh, are you okay with gay weddings? And it breaks his heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's still a question you got to ask. But that is not why you were here.
No,
you were
not
here for something very, very different.
I'm here for Jagged Little Pills. We're playing on the 22nd December at Howler in Brunswick.
That's true, because 25 years ago, for those of, like myself, they're old enough to remember, the world went crazy for this little Canadian singer called Alanis Morissette. Can you tell us about the tribute that you and what seems to be like the cream of the queer performers you've got in store for us this Sunday, the 22nd?
Yeah, definitely. The idea came about from our beautiful friend Carlos. He's one of the lovely boys that runs Barber Party. I don't know if you've heard of that before. It's an incredible techno party that happens like once a month, I think.
Oh.
Maybe here in Melbourne, they fly it to Sydney as well. Carlos and Jono, they're our dear friends. They live, originally from Colombia. They live here now. And Carlos has been obsessed with Alanis since he was 13.
Yeah.
Yes, he must be my age. That was my only CD. I had Mariah Carey because that was given to my mum, and it was the first CD that I've got. And you go, me too, mum. So I had, Alanis Morissette, and I
had
this dream that I was going to play her one day. I'd have to, like, in a movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
the biopic.
It's the only song. It's the only album I know every word to. So that's pretty huge. And that's a few people.
I didn't realise that I knew all of the words until we started putting this thing together. My sister played it incessantly when I was, maybe I was 11 or something when she got the album. She went to see her at the Tennis Centre. It was a big deal. She was like Alanis's biggest fan.
It was a bit of a problem when you actually took the ironic song. Like, I thought I knew what ironic meant because of Alanis Morissette, and actually I realised she didn't
ironic
meant.
Ironically,
she stuffed up that song up.
Isn't that a shame? They should change the words.
Isn't it a bummer?
Isn't that a coincidence?
Yes. So, what do we have in store? What are we going to find?
On the basis of Carlos's mad obsession and how much we love him, Carlos is a great patron of all of us, really, all of us queer performers in this city. He's always offering us gigs, as doing whatever he can to champion our careers, and he's always the first to buy tickets to all of our separate shows. He's a really beautiful soul, and so he's had a couple of turns at having this kind of like review show. So there was a Sia one, I think, that happened at Chase's a couple of years ago, if you remember seeing that advertised. It's a great idea.
Love
so basically
Sia.
He sort of picks an artist and then divvies up the songs between a cast of, I think, maybe 10 performers, and they all take the work, reconfigure it, reimagine it.
So reimagine it to your own style.
There
will always be something that for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a really, really broad range of performance styles too. I mean, we've got beautiful Jandrews, who is in the Yummy cast. I don't know if you've seen Yummy.
Yeah.
The god, you know, like a 7 foot tall supermodel. She's doing a movement performance. I'll be singing. Jessie Lee, my gorgeous sister, who was the reason why I know all the words, she's going to be doing a lot of singing.
Yeah.
We've got Yvonne Raphael, who's going to also... There's a lot of musicians on this bill, actually, but they've all got a different style. So there's our electronic musicians. Yvonne plays just really spare piano and has the voice of an angel. There's Grimmer, who does really great synth stuff. We've got video art from Matt Lucas. It's a whole... Like, it's going to be like a sort of installation, I guess, and
it's
a rock show.
It's going to be massive.
It's going to be good. I'm actually excited, even
it's
though...
It's going to be pretty wild.
I totally miss the Alana Morissette band. Totally, 100%.
You did miss that she was such a big deal.
Well, because, I mean, 25 years ago, I was living in the bush with no electricity.
Exactly.
So I didn't, I missed a whole 10 years of what happened on TV and music.
But also, you'd just become a dad as well.
I had three little children at that age, living in the bush, changes. No electricity. I never went. But look, you actually touched on it before. How important is it for yourself as a performer to, you know, identifying as part of the LGBTIQA+? You know, like, how important is it to be out in this day and age?
Out, I think it's incredibly important. And I think that we have to continue being out as much as we can. I know that, like, it's sort of, I don't know, some people sort of say, I don't want to be defined by my sexuality, or I don't want to be defined by my gender identity or things like that. But I think now more than ever, we were talking about it before quite lightly, but after the yes vote, I think there's been a retaliation. And I think as progress happens, it's sort of three steps forward, two steps back. I think there's a lot of... you know, hateful prejudice still in the world. And I think for younger queer people, it's really important to have us, you know, fairies
stand up there and be
rolling
proud.
Out the carpet for them. Exactly,
showing them that you can actually, whether you're a fantastic singer, performer, whether you're a sportsman. We had the great Simon Dunn in here last week talking about that as well.
Yeah.
Being into football. We are role models,
yeah,
and we do actually have to still put that.
And it
wear
is,
our badges.
It's one of those things. Even with joy, people are saying, "Why do we still need a gay radio station?" We absolutely need to keep this space.
We absolutely
because
do.
If the more that people kind of the cis kind of world out there consider us just one of them, they forget that not everyone is having such an easy path as well, and they don't always have a voice. And it's what I liked about the poster that I saw for Jagged Little Pills is that it says it's queer performers, or even if you don't necessarily you can identify as queer just being a part of this community too sometimes, and that's something that people don't actually understand.
Yeah, definitely.
So you don't actually, so we are looking forward to it so much. So Jagged Little Pills, the queer tribute is what they've even called it, which I love, to Alanis Morissette's iconic album in its entirety will be performed at the Howler in Brunswick this Sunday, 22nd December. Tickets are available by Eventbrite,
or you can go to the Howler website. The venue website has a direct link for
and
tickets.
You can look up any of those Barbara.
Spanish for
B-A-R-B-A, isn't
Barbara.
It?
Barbara.
Yes, beautiful.
Well, I'm actually excited that you've actually got me in. I think, Alana, I might have to have a look.
Yeah, I know Andy's coming. Creepy Andy is so excited.
Like, all of the diehard fans of the album are going to love it. Oh. If you've never heard the album before, you're still going to love it. Because
I mean, of
it's
course,
like
you hear some of the songs, and you'll pick up some
of the lyrics and stuff like that, but it really is going to be a showcase of some like really incredible independent queer music that's happening right now in this city.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.